This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mm-hmm. Want to welcome in Mr. Chris Parker, the co-host of one of the biggest radio shows that hit the airwaves just months ago, and it has overtaken this entire area, especially for those of you who love high school sports. So, Mr. Parker, first of all, welcome. Secondly, congratulations on the success of your team. And if you've been listening, you know how we feel about your team, and we don't mind them coming here and fixing our potholes.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me. There are a few potholes on my ride down into Atlanta, you know, turning on 10th Street sometimes.
Oh, they fixed that one.
Peachtree, yeah. There's some room for improvement, but they're working. They're like football team. They're working.
They're working.
Work in progress.
What'd you think about that game? You didn't get to watch much of the game yesterday, though, Chris, the Alabama game.
Greg, it's been a long weekend for me already. You know, you're talking about festivities and birthdays. My daughter's birthday was a few days ago. We celebrated at the skating rink. You know, you can imagine me at the skating rink.
Ice or roller?
Roller.
Okay.
I don't know if I could do the ice. I did see it out there near your studios the other day. Mm-hmm. But then my sister-in-law's birthday is today.
Okay.
Rebecca. She played soccer at Alabama. You know, we talk about the Tide.
Okay.
It's Rebecca's birthday today, and so we're doing something for her. So I bounced around, didn't get to see the game much till I watched a little bit on the replay, and looks like Alabama offense looks pretty good, and they just don't get key stops on defense right now. And, you know, that we're so spoiled with them that this is a really, really good team, and it feels like they're not as good as, you know, what people expect them to be.
Yep, that's the thing. But we'll see. They've gotten better as the season has progressed, but they got in for a test in a couple of weeks. Now we know they're going to be able to. But they still got to get by Auburn, too.
Well, hang on a second. I was just going to say, because, Chris, what are the chances of Auburn, you know, putting a crossover on Alabama and breaking their ankles? And if they make it close, listen, Alabama's going to get in, but they actually have to beat them to make some sort of noise and keeping Alabama out. What do you think the chances of that happening is, especially with that particular rivalry?
Yeah, it's in Auburn, and Alabama hasn't won in Auburn since, I think, 2015. So they lost in 17 and 19 in Auburn. Won in Tuscaloosa every year for almost a decade, or maybe past a decade. But they do struggle in Auburn, and the game's in Auburn. Auburn's really struggling right now, so probably tough to fathom. But if you ever lived in Alabama, like I did for 23 years, you know that it's one of those games where Auburn is not scared of Alabama. They're not that. They don't get off the bus and get beat by Alabama like a lot of people do. And so it will be interesting. If Alabama turns the ball over and makes mistakes, it could be a game. Yeah, I think Georgia probably has a better team than Alabama this year. But you know, one game season. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, if they go for a long field goal attempt at the end, he won't have the elephant parade out there, you know, blocking for those guys because that's what happened last time. The kick six, man.
They get that opportunity, Nick might play for overtime this time.
Folks, we're spending some time with Chris Parker. Coach Chris Parker, my partner in crime on Friday nights here with the High School Scoreboard Show. We talk high school football around our area. Chris, we're into the quarterfinal round. Talk to everybody and explain. We talked about it Friday night, getting a chance to practice on Thanksgiving week and what that means if you're a high school coach or a high school player.
Yeah, it's a special time. I mean, basically that's the gauge, the generic gauge of this is when you feel like your team is either super successful. If it's a team that is not normally playing on Thanksgiving, then playing on Thanksgiving or practicing on Thanksgiving, playing the next day is the ultimate goal. And we've got some teams, you know, Johns Creek's never made this before. You know, there's several like that, that this is the ultimate goal they probably could have set for themselves. And then, you know, some of the teams that practice on Thanksgiving every year, getting here is when they can kind of breathe a little. Now look out and see 2 weeks after Thanksgiving in this one, and they can achieve their ultimate goal, which is state championship. So it's really a good mark to say if you're practicing on Thanksgiving, it's been a great season.
Yep, we will talk about that, and some teams that will be there. Pick some of the games that are coming up this weekend. Some really great games in the 6A classification that I'm looking at. Of course, there's one team from South Georgia left in the largest classification. Lowndes is hanging around.
They're hanging around. They got Collins Hill in Valdosta. That'll be a good game. And Buford's going down to Lee County. Marist going down to Benedictine, which is South Georgia. So some of our best North Georgia teams all going to South Georgia this week.
Yep, they are. Another game I'm looking forward to is that Westlake-Carrollton game. And those guys are not that far away from each other. You think about where Carrollton is and where Westlake, right there on Highway 166. They can go to Backway right there. I knew that because that's the way I went to college.
You should see his arms waving while he was doing that, too. That was pretty funny.
Yeah, I'm just saying that you cut right through the backside of Douglasville and you're there. But I think that's going to be a great ball game between those two teams as well.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think that's a big one. You know, Carrollton have made the quarterfinals, I think, 5 years in a row and haven't won that game. So far, I think this is the sixth. So Coach Joey King, who we know well at Cartersville, went to be a college coach, now back at Carrollton, trying to get over that hump. They've been at the quarterfinals many years in a row, hadn't gotten over that hump. And then Westlake, you know, a team that is shown to be one of the best in the state. A lot of teams in Fulton County doing well right now, and some will have to give. One of them season will be over, but both really good teams. You know, six teams from Fulton County still in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I think six from Gwinnett.
Yeah.
And two from the city of Atlanta. Carver and South Atlanta both playing at home this week, Sam. How about that?
Oh, man.
Home games in the quarterfinals for APS school. I mean, that is getting that those programs are really improving.
Yeah.
They really are.
That is Chris Parker, Mr. Crenshaw's partner, who enjoyed some Hoots Wings the other night there on the Friday night high school scoreboard show.
I wondered how far we're going to get along before we mention Hoots Wings. But go ahead, Greg.
Greg, yeah, I wonder what's the breakfast equivalent, Greg? What do you guys have to get on the morning show to equal the Hoots Wings?
Well, you know what? Give me a second to think about that. But we've already solidified ourselves in Georgia lore with breakfast in a way that you may not know about this, but you know when Corky Kell comes up. I coined this phrase, but I'm gonna share it with Sam because he's my partner, that we call that first game, the Kell game, by the way.
9 a.m.
9 a.m., that first game has been known as the biscuits and gravy game.
I like it.
You know,
like
and then John Bednarowski from the Marietta Daily Journal, he stole it and he spread it out there, and now other people are using it. So that's my claim to fame. I don't have a breakfast like you said, but the fact that we should be part of the program, man, or at least that name. When they put the Coke and Kale program out there, they should have the name of that, and then that's the biscuits and gravy game, and it should be a game that every program strives to be a part of. And then at some point down the road, we get one of them little trophies like they have the between the rivalries in college, like the Paul Bunyan thing or the bucket or something like that. We get a plate, you know, get Waffle House and put something together, and then they make a nice little biscuits and gravy, man.
They
give that to the winner, and then everybody on the team, the person who has the best game during the post-game interview, has got a hand at a plate, just like on Thanksgiving, and they take a piece of the turkey leg and eat it. They should have some biscuits and gravy for it. I got this all mapped out, man.
Yeah.
I got this all mapped out. Anyway, Chris Parker joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. I'm asking both of you guys this. As you talk about the playoffs and the teams that are there, now that you're at this point, who surprised you? Who did you not see being where they are right now when the season started? I'll start with you, Chris.
Well, you know, I mentioned Johns Creek was a 4 seed. I mean, they had the toughest road going to the playoffs. They lost the 10th game. They upset Rome in the first round. They beat Evans last week. Now they're in the quarterfinals after looking like they wouldn't make it out of the first round. That's surprising. And from an overall season standpoint, you know, there's several teams, but, you know, Roswell beat North Cobb, I thought was crazy in the manner in which that went. And Sam and I highlighted that. But, you know, it's a lot of the same teams, honestly, Greg, at this time of year.
Yep.
It's more about who you didn't see here a few weeks ago even. You know, you're not going to see as many unheralded teams in the quarterfinals, and that's just the nature of high school football.
Yep.
You'll see the occasional one.
Well, I think about some that are not here. One that's not here, Chris, is Cartersville. And Cartersville has been a mainstay, and they're out.
Because of how the bracket drew, you know, that Region 1, which was really, really good, and Region 7, which was really, really good, both had three state championship caliber teams in them,
mm-hmm.
all matched up in the second round. So Ware County played Calhoun, Cartersville played Warner Robins. That's four of the best teams in the state, and they played in the second round, so two are out. So Sam may be right, Greg. It may be a little more about who's not in, you know, than that one really like NCAA basketball Cinderella team. It may not really exactly be here, at least in the higher classes. But there are a few really, really good teams that are not going to be practicing on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and that's what we're talking about. Chris, two more things before I let you go. We mentioned Corky Kell. We know that they did unveil the locations for the Corky Kell coming up next year. Not the teams, but the locations will be Johns Creek, Rome, West Forsyth, and, of course, Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Don't know if they're going to bring Hoover, Alabama back. Those guys come over here and take your lunch money. We don't know if we're going to invite them back again this next year. But, Chris, also want to let people know about Parker Resources and something that you work with and some, you know, books that you have available. And it could be a good stocking stuffer for somebody who's coaching, about to get into coaching, right?
Yeah, we got a lot of good stuff if people are interested in coaching. A lot of it's free, you know, and there's stuff posted daily, resources stuff. And then, of course, you know, we got books and documents, courses, videos, whatever to help out coaches, athletic directors, get organized, you know, being just like any business, being organized, being able to build relationships, being able to communicate is going to be about half the battle, if not more. So you try to, you know, now that I'm not coaching and when I don't spend my time with Sam, that's what I'm doing. So, but I do appreciate the kind words Greg had for us coming in. The reality is Sam put that high school show together, and it really has been really fun to be a part of, and I think people have really enjoyed it. But I've been happy to be a part of it. But Sam really been the driving force between that. He's done a great job and always has, but that's for this too.
Well, yes, and I don't know that to be the case because I don't work with y'all, but I would assume you're probably right there. He does work very hard. He ain't never home. So, you know, he's probably out there doing something. They got sparks coming off his heels. I want to ask you guys something because you brought this up a second ago. Having listened to Mr. Crenshaw these years as we talk football, high school sports, tell me if I'm in the ballpark with this assessment that Georgia, Texas, and Florida are traditionally the three states with the best high school programs. Is that about right? Is California in there, but are those the three?
Probably California too, all four. And all four different, but all four probably produce the vast majority of the quality teams and programs. Yes,
okay, so my question is, and I got to do this quickly, how y'all let a team from Alabama come over here and, as you said, steal lunch money, Sam? And Nick Saban ain't coaching Hoover, Alabama's high school team. So how they come over here and do this? We're supposed to be the big dog when it comes to high school. That's all I'm saying.
It's a matchup, too, now. Hoover's about the second best team in 7A in Alabama. Our second best team in 7A in Georgia wasn't North Gwinnett this year, and that's who they played. So that's part of the issue. But the other thing is there's going to be teams in each state, the very best team, that might beat somebody from Georgia. What's not going to happen is if you take the 100th best team from Alabama and the 100th best team from Georgia, that 100th best team from Georgia is going to be vastly superior to most states. That's what you're going to find is the depth.
I'm sorry. Okay, well, all right, I'll accept that, but I ain't happy with it because I tell you what, I don't mind the college team coming in because they bring some folks and they spend some money. High school ain't bringing that many people here, and they ain't fixing nam one pothole in the city.
Yeah.
Chris Parker, thank you for getting up and being a part of the show, man, and thank you for being a part of the Friday Night High School Scoreboard Show with Mr. Crenshaw. Enjoy the rest of your day, and have a happy, happy, happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate y'all.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.